sorry, I need to cut across you because I want to go to that cost of living protest now. That is not due to get going now until 3 o'clock. It's been pushed back a little bit, but our colleague Joe McGreelig is there for RTÉ News. Joe, how is the mood there?
Well, the mood is good, Katie, I'd say. I mean, we're at the very early stages of getting organising here. The people who are going to lead up the march, the cost of living crisis, have formed up on the road now, and they're sort of allowing others to form in behind them. But it's literally, I would say there's literally maybe 60 or 70 people formed on the roadway. There's about maybe 300 or 400 people here all together from various different groups. I see the Rural Ireland Organisation, the Retired ESB Workers Organisation. There's a number of different unions represented here, and then there's a number, there seems to be a number of sort of right-wing groups as well, opposing government policy, opposing Sinn Féin, opposing People Before Profit too, who of course are very central to the organisation of the Cost of Living Coalition. But so far, as I say, there aren't an awful lot of people here. There's not an awful lot of security either. It's a very relaxed sort of atmosphere. They aren't very much in evidence around here, although I do see them sort of out on the edges and around the general area.
And Joe, what are the organisers saying to you there about their expectations? Like, what kind of numbers are they hoping for, do you think?
Well, they've been saying throughout the last couple of weeks that they're going to have thousands and thousands here on the march. And actually, one group that is here and that will be here, I know, in fairly large numbers are Donegal MICA campaigners. Because I've spoken to a few of them that told me that six busloads are going to be here by the time the march gets going at around 3 o'clock. I mean, the whole point of the march, Katie, obviously they're trying to highlight the fact that everybody's living with these very, very steep and crippling cost increases, and they have got to the point where it's making ordinary life very, very difficult. Okay. Now, obviously, the budget is on Sunday, so they want to send
a
very strong message that it really does have to address the day-to-day difficulties that people are having.
Okay. Thanks for that, Joe. We'll be watching that space, as they say. That's Joe McGreelig there for RTÉ News in the city centre. That's all we have time for. Sean Marren was our broadcast coordinator. Research was by Andrew Fleming and Emma Crawley. Sheila Neveal was on sound, and the programme was produced today by Penny Hart. Stay tuned now for the documentary on One.